Siddur Snippets is sponsored by Renee and Jack Nussbaum and the Zchus of a Refuah Shlema for Adul Bas Alta Chaya, of a speedy and painless recovery. We talked about Moda'ani, the way we wake up and start our day, an attitude of gratitude, not ani, the day is not about me, it's about being Moda'ah, it's about making the admission that I need Hashem and being grateful for the blessings in my life. And then we begin with the first bracha. It's time to get to work. The very first bracha we recite each and every day, the first of 100 brachas we'll recite that day, that first bracha is Al Netilas Yadayim. So what is that bracha about? Why are we saying it? And why do we only say it in the morning before Shacharis? We don't say it before Mincha. We don't say it before Marv. What's it about? First of all, this notion we make 100 brachas a day. Torah tells us, Mashem Elokecha Shol Me'imach. God says, what is God asking of us? And Chazal, a rabbi, say, don't read it Ma, what is he asking? But read it Me'ah. 100 times a day, that's how quickly we forget and neglect him. 100 times a day, remember he's there. The Rambam says the purpose of a bracha is to increase, to promote Yirah Shamayim. So distracted are we throughout the day, so easy it is to forget that every time I smell something good, I eat something good, every time my digestive system works, and many, many other times to get to our 100, 100 times during the day, I remember Hashem is there. So the first bracha that we recite is the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hashikir Hashem Mitzvah V'Tzivanu Al Netilas Yadayim. That word Baruch, what does it mean? Blessed. Siddur Amo translated, blessed. We could speak for hours just about the word Baruch, but we don't have the time. So Rabbeinu Bachya in his Kara Kemach says, the word Baruch comes from Brecha, Mekor HaBrachos. God is the source of all Bracha. Just like a Brecha, a pool, a stream, it's flowing. All the bracha in our world, good health, finances, nachas, shalom bayis, peace, any blessing that we crave, the source of that blessing, it flows from the Ribono Shalom, from Hashem Himself. So when we turn to Him and acknowledge that, we're not giving Him praise. Rather, says the Nefesh HaChaim, Baruch is not a praise of Hashem, it's not Shevach, but rather it's a prayer. You, Baruch, you who are the Makor HaBracha, you who are the source of the Brecha, all blessing from flows from you. I'm turning to you to continue. Leave the spigot open. Let the blessing continue to flow. The Rashba points out in a tshuva that all the brachos that we say, we start in first person, Ata, Baruch, Ata, you. Casual, comfortable. Hashem is our friend. He's our acquaintance. Baruch, Ata, first person. But then immediately we recoil when we realize His greatness. Asher kedeshanu b'mitzvosav. We turn to second person and we acknowledge Hashem. First Hashem, who is accessible to us, our loving Father, first person. But then when we think of His greatness, when we think about our responsibility and our accountability to Him through the mitzvos, then it immediately transforms to second person. He's Elokeinu. He's not just Elokim. He's not an abstract God for someone else. He's Elokeinu. If I look carefully and closely in my life, I'll see Hashem's guiding hand. I'll feel His love and His support. I'll see His presence, His providence. Elokeinu, He's my God. But at the same time, He has the ability to be involved in every one of our lives, invested in every one of our lives. He's Melech HaOlam. And that's God's uniqueness. Elokeinu, He could know about every one of us, care about every one of us, be involved in every one of us. And at the same time, be the Melech HaOlam, the King of the whole world. Asher Kedeshanu, He commanded us. Where did He command us? What pasuk in the Torah did God command us to wash our hands? It's a mitzvah derabbanan, it's a rabbinic mitzvah. So why are we saying Asher Kedeshanu? The answer is, the pasuk lo sasur vitzivanu, every time we say vitzivanu, we're acknowledging that God commanded, He empowered the rabbis to be able to give us advice, direction, to give us a format and a formula for life. What's the purpose of these mitzvahs? Remember this with every bracha that you say. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu. The purpose is Asher kiddushanu. Through the mitzvahs we become kiddushanu, we become kadosh. What does it mean to be kadosh? What does it mean to be holy? Holy means mufrashu muvdal. It means separated. We're distinguished. We're special. We're elevated. We're unique. We don't begin our day the way the rest of the world. We don't grab our phone and check email before Moda'ani. And we don't sit down to coffee or breakfast or to work out before we've washed our hands, before we turn to Hashem. Asher kiddushanu, each of these mitzvahs that direct us, they make us separate, they make us distinct and distinguished, they make us special. But that word kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, kiddushav, is also reminiscent of kiddushav kiddushim. It's through the mitzvahs that we have this affectionate and loving relationship with Hashem. You can't claim to be in love with someone and neglect everything they ask you to do and dismiss all that they ask from you. So how do we express our love to Hashem? It's not with words or even just with feelings. It's with actions. So the bracha before we do an action, a birchas ha-mitzvah, asher kiddushanu, kiddushin. How do I show you my love? Vitzivanu, I embrace your commandment. I follow through, I'm ready. And what is this bracha? What is this mitzvah? To wash our hands. Why are we beginning our day by washing our hands? So there's a negative perspective or view. The Tour quotes, when we wake up in the morning, we have a ruach ra, we have this negative aura, this negative energy on our hands. What does it mean to have a negative energy, a negative aura? The Gemara in Brachos Nanzayin says, Sheina echad mishishim b'misa, that sleep is a 60th of death. While we're sleeping, I think physiologically even, anatomically, there are some parallels between when we're sleeping and a hint of when we begin to, at the end of our lives, fade away. But it means when we're sleeping, we're passive, we're idle. And for Jewish people, for Torah personalities, idleness and passiveness and complacency and apathy, they're a taste of death. They're a ruach ra, they're a negative energy. We wash that negativity off of us. I'm not just going to lie here and sleep my life away. I'm not binge watching my life away. I'm washing that ruach ra. I'm washing that negative energy off my hands. But there's also a very positive perspective in this we end. Netilas yadayim, what do the words mean? We went through each word. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, asher kiddushanu mitzvotav v'tzivanu al netilas yadayim. Many people mistakenly think the word netilas means I'm making a bracha for washing my hands. And the evidence I have that you're incorrect is another bracha that we recite for a week, a year, which definitely doesn't mean to wash. The bracha of al netilas lulav. You're not about to pour water over your lulav or immerse your lulav, and yet the bracha is al nitilas. What does the word nitilas mean? Nun tes lamed. It's the Aramaic for nun shin aleph. Nasa, to lift. Se'u yideichem kodeshu baruchu es Hashem. The pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf lamedala, tells us we lift our hands for holiness, and through that we bless God. How do we bless God? By lifting our hands. The bracha of al netilas yadayim is to lift our hands. There's a halachic connotation. Halachically, you should lift your hands so the water runs down and doesn't go on the parts that was already washed, because we're trying to wash away the negative energy. But Rav Hirsch points out that more importantly, through the washing, we're elevating our hands, we're elevating ourselves. See, the Kohanim would begin their day before the Kohanim, the priests could engage in the Avodah. Before they would serve God, they'd have to wash their hands. We begin our day by realizing we are a Mamleches Kohanim wherever I'm going. I'm going to work, I'm going to the gym, I'm going to the supermarket. Wherever I'm going, I am part of a nation of priests. And my life, the whole world, is my Mikdash. And what I'm occupied with is Avodah. So I wash my hands to change my headspace. I'm putting myself somewhere else. I'm not just going to accumulate, to amass pleasure and material possessions, but I'm washing my hands means I'm lifting my hands, I'm elevating my hands. The rest of the world, their hands go down. The Gemara in Shabbos Kufichas says, Rabbeinu HaKadosh me'olam lahorid es yadav mitachas la'avnata. Rabbeinu HaKadosh never lowered his hands beneath his belt. Certainly he was striving, aspiring for a level of holiness, but what it means is our hands are never about getting more in this world. Our hands are reaching up. They're reaching high, where you were lifting our hands in the pursuit of transforming Hashem's world. Netilah doesn't mean to wash, it means to elevate. It means to lift. And we begin our day by getting to work. The very first of the 100 brachas we're going to recite is the bracha on being a member of a Mamleches Kohanim. That even if I'm not a Kohen, and I'm not in Avodes HaKodesh, professionally, every one of us, wherever we go and whatever we do, we use our hands, not to further ourselves in the pleasures of this world, but we use our hands, which are the means and mechanism through which we engage the world, in order to be elevated in the service of Hashem.